Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked Official Podcast. I'm your host, Dibble, and I'm joined with...
DJ's who's in the building, you feel me?
Little next door, baby.
And we are finally in a just regular episode today. You know, no guests. It's just us three. Little schmiz, I'm not going to lie.
A little schmiz? What? I'm a little schmiz.
We in the club. But today we got a special episode. We asked you guys on, like, social media, just everything, if you guys could ask us would you rather questions. And we got, you know, a good amount of would you rathers. So we're just going to go, you know, just answer.
Pass it on, you feel me? Yep. Now, we also got, like, an audience in the back. You can't really see him, but, like, his name is Jay.
He's here.
He's here. Boy Jay. So if you hear, like, a little, like, laugh or some type of, you know, background audio, that's our audience.
Big shout out to that boy Jay, man.
So besides that, how are you guys feeling?
I'm a little schmiz.
Did we tell him already that we schmiz or?
Nah, I'm a little schmiz, man. I'm going to be real with you. But I'm all right, bro. I mean, like, these past few days... you know, after the Not Influencer collab, that shit was wicked. Oh, that shit was awesome.
Dude, that great was feedback monumental. That. Yeah. Honestly, like, great feedback. All I heard was good feedback.
Always, so, like, bro.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it was good.
I've watched it maybe 20 times.
20 is crazy.
Dropped, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Till when I wake up, when I go to sleep, while I'm eating, that...
I didn't even watch it that many times, and I did the fucking editing.
Yeah, bro, that episode is amazing to me. I ain't gonna lie. Big shout out to Not an Influencer, Matt.
A little monkey ball.
You refer to the bro. That's him, bro. Goat shit. Nah, great bro. Episode.
Shit, what'd you do today, Zeus? I don't even know. Cause, like, bro, as soon as I walked in the door, he's like, "I'm going to a music video shoot. Bye." I'm like, "All right, bro."
Disappears for like a 30-minute ball right there.
And then he was like, "Come pick me up." I'm like, "Bro, we shoot in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, my bad, bro. I had to go show support to my boy Chris.
No, of course.
Yeah, it was his music video today. We barely shot it. I mean, right when you guys picked me up, they were just literally starting the video. So, like, I didn't really get to be in the video, but it's cool. Like, I wanted to show my face anyways.
Yeah. Shout out that boy Chris.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out. Nah, but let's get straight into it, though.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see these questions.
The questions. Now pull out. Why'd y'all look at me like that's crazy?
Because you said pull out.
Pause.
First, like, we'll pause.
My fault, y'all boys.
All right. Bruh. The first question from Madison is, would you rather have a work snitch or a wannabe manager? A work snitch.
Wannabe man. I don't know. Actually, I need to hear David's opinion before I start. Yeah.
So, like, because I used to work at Domino's as a manager. I hate the people that, like, are wannabe managers, like, think they're the shit. Not even the fart.
Bro, what?
I despise, bro.
That was mad corny. I ain't gonna hold it. That was mad corny.
That was the point. All right. But, like, a work snitch is crazy, bro. Like,
I could get you in so much shit.
So, like, I'm gonna have to go with, like, a work snitch. Because, like, they could fuck up your whole plan, bro. Whatever you got going on. And I was doing diabolical shit in the Domino's, bro. If I had a work snitch in there, I would be 6 feet under.
Yeah.
Swear to God.
Honestly, that's a tough question, bro, because both of them are bad. Like, yeah, no, both of them are terrible. So, like, if I really had to choose, I think having a work snitch. Work snitch. Yeah. I don't really follow snitches. It is what it is. You know, it's really...
It's just fuck up everything.
So you would rather have a work snitch in your presence than have the wannabe manager?
Yeah.
I would rather have the wannabe manager.
Why?
Because 9 times out of 10, they're probably never going to get promoted. It's bad for team morale. That's what I think. The manager's going to be like, nah, like, he's trying too hard. And he's like, when they're trying that hard and they're not getting paid to be a manager... They know that once they offer them the job to be a manager, they're probably going to want more. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro, I've been doing manager stuff. Y'all got to pay me for real. It ain't even that for real. Like, a work snitch, bro, I could deal with a work snitch. But the thing about the work snitch is you just got to do nothing near them.
I got fired from a work
snitch. If you're going to be acting out.
Oh, yes. He has PTSD.
You can't act out in front of a work snitch. You got to act out in front of a wannabe manager. What you finna do, fire me? You have no credentials.
Yeah,
no. You're a regular.
A regular.
So, this question from the same person. This question is pretty crazy. I'm going to be real with you.
What's that?
She was like, is this a question, ass, or tits on the list? Wait, that's diabolical, gang.
I'm gonna answer it though. I'm gonna eat it, but you
so,
let me know.
Honestly, bro.
Not eat ass.
Me. Me, bro. I can't really say much because I have a girl.
Bro, answer the question. What the fuck?
Nah, but even though, bro, I'm a booty gang. You feel me? I like me some booty.
That's that.
Nah, like I mean, no hate to, like, you know, the men out there like that likes tits, cause you know wrong with tits, but but like, I fuck with both, but like. I just need some ass.
What about you, David? What you talking about?
I'm gonna probably say the same thing, bro. Cause like, booty makes the world go round. I'll be honest. No,
like, you will look like the type of dude that like ass though. No homo. Not no homo, but like
no homo.
Sorry.
Wait. Now I'm thinking about it. How's that no homo?
Sorry, I'm a little smizz right now. I'm a little smizz. Oh, I'm sorry.
So like, wait, you're a booty. Like, you're a booty lover.
This bottle got me fucked right now.
I'm asking these questions like I'm not a booty lover. I'm tripping. I'm going to say the same answer as y'all, boy.
I feel like every guy can relate, though. Yeah,
nothing against the titty committee, though. Itty bitty titty, big titty bitty. It don't even matter. Whatever you got, still, though. We big booty Judy lovers out here. But, yeah. If she got the
moving
games,
on.
Yeah. I think we should make this pretty interesting, bro. So every time we ask a question, we answer one of the questions.
Take a shot. I love it. Pour me up real quick.
No, you gotta take a shot from the monkey.
The monkey.
Bumbaras.
I'm about it. I mean, like, fuck it. Like, if this is gonna be a drunk episode, we're gonna get drunk.
All right, so
like,
you're gonna get fucked up. Well, let's start that after my round, and then when we start at David, he goes first.
So you pussy. I'm playing. No, I'm playing.
He had a point though.
No, like that. You good. You can do that, bro. It's cool.
Wait, so we just have to take a shot after, like,
mandatory.
Fuck it, like,
mandatory.
Yeah.
So there's no challenge? There's like.
That is the challenge.
What the fuck?
You know how many questions we got, gang?
16, bro. I'm going to be on the floor.
That's 16 shots. I like it.
I mean, but it's like each person, though. It's not like overall, like, a shot. Like, so, like, say, like, one. Say he does the question, right? Mm-hmm. Not all of us do a question. He does the shot. Not all of us do the shot.
Yeah.
He
does the shot. Just us.
Yeah. I think you should do it before you ask the question.
Oh, that I'm down. Before, after, during, I'm with it.
Because, bro, when I'm drunk, I don't know what to say.
I'm dead.
I start blabbering, whatever.
That was the point of the episode.
Yeah, no, I'm already to that point, you feel me?
My question's kind of wild, bro.
Oh,
what's not insane, okay, so I'm good. Would you rather a 10 out of 10 but not good in bed or a 6.5 out of 10 and sucks, gives head like her life depends on it?
I hate these questions, bro.
Now, let me break it down.
These are the people, bro. These are not me. These are the people.
Let me break it down. A 10 out of 10.
That's not good.
But at the same time, what happened to looks aren't everything.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to go out with a 4 out of 10 or a 5 out of 5. But if you think about it, it said 6.5 out of 10, but she gives head like her life depends on it. A 6.5 is default settings.
Default settings.
On a night when she's trying, she's a 7.5. That's valid for the game.
Bro, you just said default settings.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
6.5 is like what we're doing right now, casual. But if she's like out, not birthday makeup, though. We don't do the birthday makeup. We're talking about.
Just like no makeup.
No makeup, but she's out and she's going to the club. She's probably a 7.5 when she's trying. I'm not saying I like ugly bitties, but I might take the 6.5 that give top like her life depend on it.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Look at this question.
A 10 out of 10 that's not good in bed.
It's crazy.
Is crazy. It's like no, because sex is a very important
exactly,
key
bro.
In a relationship, and if you can't have good sex, then the relationship, no matter how far off you see it, it's not gonna work.
So say you do the 6.5 out of 10. So that gives 100%. Good head. Oh, yeah. All right, Zeus. Nah, don't lie either. I need you to lock in with me. I need you to lock in with me. What would you do? Because David made a valid point, bro.
He did make a valid point, but, like, I'm such a, like, in a deep man.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to still do it. I'm going to still do it, like, just for the viewers.
6.5 out of 10 with good head? Remember, the 10 out of 10 is terrible and bad.
Yeah, I can't take the 10 out of 10. I just can't take the 10 out of 10.
All right.
The thing is, like, you a 10 out of 10, you suck at bed, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
No, that's crazy talk.
You bad and all. I never get my nut off.
Nah, that's crazy. Okay, that's crazy. Okay.
No cap.
So now that we're on the next question, now we can start drinking. Oh, damn, yeah. I got to take the shot.
No, no, I thought it goes to David. Oh, we're going backwards. We're just going this way.
Yeah.
Zeus Gergritz.
Gergritz. All right.
His question is, that's not bad. His question's valid.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, like, question is, die now or live forever? Live forever. That's instant, bro.
Instant.
Oh, I can't die now. That's
such a weird question,
say, bro. Like, say, I said, if I say die now in the pod,
you're a quitter.
I'm done. Like, like I'm you're done. Like, you're during grits. The pod, bro. Live like, forever? I'm dying right now. Like,
literally,
that'd be crazy. Like, that's crazy to see. Like, if I'm dying right now. And you guys have to witness that.
I'd be bamboozled low-key. I ain't gonna lie.
But no, like, it sucks to live forever, of course. But, like, I ain't dying.
I like this next question.
But what do you guys think, though? Die now or live forever?
Oh,
bro, live that forever. Was an obvious one. Live forever.
It might get boring occasionally, but I could be a... think about it like this. I can be in a mortal crash out.
A mortal crash out?
I can never die. I can crash out about anything. I can crash out about a honey bun for all I care. And I won't die. I'm with it. I ain't gonna lie.
What about you, gang?
Live forever.
Easy.
100%. Okay, I guess so. Easy. Yeah, because nobody wants to take that route, bro. Wants to die now.
Facts.
That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. Yeah. Nah, that's all right. Crazy.
All right, so the next one, this one's kind of good. All right. Have a kid now, like at this very moment. Or never have kids ever in your life.
That's crazy.
Adoption's off the table?
Off the table. You can't have a kid, period. For some reason, you're just not able to adopt a child. You're just a total crash out.
That's not fair.
That's not fair, bro.
But that's the question. It's like, that's really hard. What I'm like, I'm thinking of it. Like,
damn. Oh, man.
Bro. I know my answer. I ain't gonna
hold it. A part of me wants to say, fuck them kids, bro.
Honestly,
don't say it
okay,
like that.
Okay, yeah. If I was in this situation, I would just say no kids and just like have to tough it out, because living the lifestyle as a single parent, living the single life while you're older, bro, you could just be traveling like crazy. And honestly, if it just came down to that, and it was like, oh, this is my life, like
that's true.
You come to that realization after some point. So, I would rather choose that if it really came down to it. But like, because I couldn't have a kid right now. Damn, none of us could.
You know that you won't be able to have one ever, right?
I know. It would suck. I would probably cry.
You're going to be like, you're going to have to tell your brother, like, yo, you're going to have to make a kid for me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
I'm going to be on crazy uncle.
Dang, okay, now that I said that, I changed my answer.
What's your answer?
No, because at first I was thinking, like, have a kid now. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because, like, I want to continue my legacy, you feel me?
No, yeah.
But thinking about that now, it's like...
I'm not going to lie, bro. I want to say no kids, but at the same time, that bit is forever. So I'm going to have to go with kid right now.
Yeah.
Because I want a kid bad. And although I might not need one right now, if I got a choice to choose never to have one at all or have one now, it's going to have to be now. Because, like, kids are a blessing no matter what.
Yeah.
And I need a mini Lindo. A mini window next door is mandatory.
Okay, I changed my answer.
It's mandatory.
I want a mini dip. Nah, it's happening right now.
You gotta keep the same energy, guy. You gotta keep
the energy. You feel me?
You gotta keep it.
Nah,
I knew it.
That's so funny. The thing is, that question is super hard at first.
Literally, you can't.
Because like at this moment and during the pod. Like during the pod, having a kid right now
would be crazy.
It's crazy talk. You feel me?
The option is you would never have one.
Right.
That is a tough one.
That is a tough one.
I can't take that gamble. I need a mini Lindo.
And I need a mini Zeus. No cap. Yeah. I'm sorry, David. You fucked up.
Hey, you basically the godfather of the boy. You still locked in. You got a kid technically, bro.
You got a kid with us.
Technically, bro. Yeah, bro. We're going to drop you off at their crib, bro. Uncle David going to take care of it, bro. Yeah. You still got a kid. You good.
So, like, okay, I'm going to agree with you, homie. Like, I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to get a kid.
Facts, bro.
It's just crazy to even think of that. After the pod, boom, Mini zoos.
Ooh, that would be that's crazy.
Guys, meet the new.
So it's you
of the
with the question, right?
Yeah, I asked that question. Facts. So it's you guys.
No, no, no. Who answers? Who asked this question?
I did.
So it goes back to me again.
Yeah, yeah, facts.
Bro, what the fuck?
Hold on, take that shot, gang.
Oh my god, it's so hard to be the little man right now.
I'm a little schmiz.
I'm a little schmiz.
We in a club.
But it hit what it wrote, though. Dang, bro.
Okay. Well, your next question is wild. Be easy, bro.
I don't even know the next question.
I took a glance at it, and I could have read it wrong.
The thing about the would you rather questions, I glanced at them. I didn't really read them.
Facts.
I was like, word? A lot of words. I was like,
oh, this is fucking easy. Okay. Would you rather dance or sing every time you hear music? Damn, I don't know about that, actually.
Sing for how long? Like, what's the context?
It says sing every time. So every time you hear music, you sing every time.
At, like, lyric by lyric?
Honestly, I'm about to dance every
single time. Yeah,
I can't, like, because if I had to sing every time.
I feel like you do that shit anyways.
Literally.
Yeah. I feel like if you have to sing every time, you just can't dance, right?
Yeah, no.
So, like, if I'm... I can't, bro, I love dancing, gang. Yeah. Like, I love dancing, so I'm about to do that. I'm taking dancing,
same
bro.
Here, honestly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, I gotta hit the little... Give me head
top. 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 Top.
I'm gonna hit dance. You know I'm gonna hit dance. Oh, wait. I gotta take a shot?
Yeah, because it's you.
It's my question?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Let's see what y'all boys got lined up for me, man.
It's a long-ass question, though.
Hopefully
I'm
it's
the
not
tree, too
Would you rather have to...
Hold on. Would you rather have to pay for everything in pennies or have to use a pogo stick as your only method of transportation? This includes walking. If you want to get up off the couch to go to get a bag of chips from the pantry, you have to use the pogo.
So weird. That's crazy.
I'm not going to lie. Respectfully, I'm using a pogo.
Exactly.
Ain't nothing wrong in using a pogo. It's valid for real.
But, bro, like, that means... Once you get out of bed,
pogo.
My calves gonna be strong as shit. You're wildin'. I'm with it.
Like, are you good at the pogo or are you shit?
Just think about this. You're at Publix. You got a $176 transaction, and the whole thing is in pennies.
Yeah,
that's a long time.
You're great.
No,
they hate you.
Think bigger.
Yeah, $500 transaction.
Nah, it's all in pennies. Nah. You're about to buy a fucking car.
Oh, yeah. All in pennies.
Think 30K. 30 racks.
I'm about to pogo that shit.
Yeah. I'm pogoing that shit. I'm bouncing. Pause.
Yo, pause.
Pause. Y'all notice how I caught myself that one time. I can't let that slide. Pause. Respectfully. But let me
I hate being the middleman, bro.
Let me take my shot respectfully. Yeah, that shit goes back to Zeus no matter
what.
Nah,
I think... So he doesn't fucking end up dead.
Like, I'm gonna take my shot though. I gotta take my shot respectfully though. I gotta take my shot. Right. Pogo.
Actually, this is a crazy question. I love this question.
It's my question though. Hold on.
No. We'll go back to me. It's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, fuck it. I mean, it's a drunk episode. I'm gonna be the man. I'm gonna be a man of this.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It wasn't like a would you rather, but shit.
I mean, it's technically like, would you rather have a... Okay, this is the question. Would you rather have a dream guest on the pod?
No. It's not a would you rather.
So where would Zeus dream...
No, it's like dream guest on the podcast. Like, Who would be your dream guest?
Okay.
And then where would you want
to... Oh, that's the other question.
Yeah.
Okay, facts. Like I'm not going to spoil
that. I asked him because he's...
Okay, facts. So my dream guest on the pod... Damn, let me take a shot of this. This is crazy. This is a crazy answer.
So is it two questions in one, or is it one question but
two questions in one?
Interesting.
Well, no. It's two separate questions.
But it's the second question is just his. We can't tell you what Zeus's dream spot of DJing is.
You just spoiled the question.
What are you talking about?
Y'all gonna hate me in like 2 seconds. Cause I gotta take a leak.
Okay, fact. But whatever. Point is, so my dream guest, it's crazy because it's either I would want a artist. Mm-hmm. I mean, I also consider DJ artists too. Respect. The point is, DJs is either DJ or artist or someone funny. Just something funny like Drewski.
Mia Khalifa.
Mia Khalifa is crazy.
Why that was your answer so quick?
My fault. Never mind. he won the artist. My fault.
So, honestly, gang, I'm a big fan of G-Eazy.
Yeah, oh, well, yeah.
I'm a big fan of G-Eazy. So, like, yeah. I would choose G-Eazy. Yeah. Like, I'm a big, big fan of G-Eazy since I was a kid. So, like, if this is little me talking, it would be G-Eazy.
Yeah, that would.
So.
That would be crazy.
You?
Shit. Mia Khalifa is crazy. There's, like, a couple, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like the first one, which is a staple for every podcast, if you know who he is Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, respect, respect.
I don't even know who that is.
It's, like, some so smart-ass, like, astrophysicist. Dude, yeah. Like, he will, like, dig deep in your mind.
I'm gonna be so real. If he was right there sitting, I'm gonna just be blank.
Yeah, no, so he'd just be talking about, like, ins and outs of the universe, and I'll just be like, yep.
What about you, Lindo?
Diddy.
What?
Bro,
chill. Oh, my fault. I'm thinking about the wrong shit. It's easy. It's R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Chill.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about the wrong shit right now. My fault, y'all.
He is not playing.
Brent Faiyaz.
All right, that's better. All right, I can see that.
That boy is going. What the fuck
was that? Like Diddy and then Diddy, R. Kelly? What is up with you, gang?
Bombastic side eye.
That boy drunk.
Nah, be for real though. If Diddy and R. Kelly was on here right now, tell me I wouldn't have hella questions for them boys.
I would. Honestly.
My question is, go back to jail. Like,
first of all, like, 1,000 bottles of baby oil, bro. There's baby oil in my pop's cabinet that's probably been in there for like 20 years, bro. You know how long it takes to run through baby oil?
I don't know.
Why the hell do you need 1,000 bottles of it?
He has those crazy ass parties, bro. So like.
Come on, bro. And then R. Kelly, I really don't even think it's questions for R. Kelly. It's more so my nigga.
After your question, gang, I have Jay send me.
Don't ask Jay's yet. I'm gonna go take a leak.
Okay.
Respectfully.
Well, while he's doing that, I don't wanna answer this question because it's juicy as hell. So shit, Halloween's coming up.
I mean, can we just pause this?
Yeah, no, maybe.
If not, yes. It's cool, it's whatever. I mean, what's up, though?
So, like, Halloween's coming up, right?
Yeah.
And so what are you going to be for Halloween?
Bro, okay, so this is my thing. So I was thinking Zeus, like, dead as the god.
Whoa.
Zeus. I was like, I'm literally DJ Zeus, and I'm not Zeus for Halloween. Like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? That's so obvious. So that's that. Or I want to be Chicken Joe.
Yeah.
That or have an inflatable. Mm-hmm. Cause like I want to be funny as hell while I'm DJing. So I don't know.
Like a T Rex would be fire.
A T Rex holding like I'm a T Rex. But the thing is like if I'm a T Rex, the hands I won't be able to like you know be on the decks. You feel me?
Yeah. Damn.
I don't know. That's a good question. You?
Okay. So I was thinking about.
Man, I'm drunk as fuck.
Like a vampire. Because I'd be pulling that shit off. Not gonna lie. And what's that? Oh, Afro Luffy, bro.
Afro Luffy?
Yeah.
For the people that don't know about Afro Luffy, it's basically from One Piece, an anime. And one of the scenes, he's literally Afro. He has an Afro on, and he has, like, these gloves.
Because Zeus gave me this shirt, jorts. He gave me some jorts, and they look exactly like Luffy's. And I'm like, bro.
By the way, I'm going to need that for EDC.
No, 100%. I don't plan on being Luffy for EDC. But I put on the shorts. I'm like, bro, I kind of look like Luffy right now. So I like put on my hat because I have a Luffy hat. Mm-hmm. And I saw red boxing gloves. And I just so happened to have an Afro wig. So I put the whole fit together. And like I did a side-by-side comparison to Afro Luffy. And I was like, bro, that's me.
Yeah, no cap.
So like that's going to be one of them. Damn. And then...
That boy Lindo better come back fast.
For real, bro, I'm trying to. This is a juicy ass question, bro. I'm holding it.
Is it the question like right after like the one I just answered?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy as hell.
He's like, He couldn't wait, bro.
That's crazy. Nah, like, come on, bro. Right, yeah. Like, right on the pod? This is crazy. This is literally
We've never done this before. But honestly, it is the drunk episode. So, like, what'd you expect, honestly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you feeling over there, Jay?
Man, I just wish I could jump on here and do these questions. This
is so good, man. We might have to get you up in the next pod. Fuck it.
Shit.
Question time, man.
Oh, we got Lindo back. Okay, vet. Oh,
finally. Hey. Bro, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Okay, finally. We can answer this question.
How long was that gone?
I don't know. We were doing some crazy small talk.
Type shit.
Yeah. Wait, so since you're doing this question, you got to take a shot.
I already took a shot. And then he was like.
Another one, DJ Khaled.
Bruh.
Okay, let me take one.
Nah, you take one for fucking going to the bathroom, bro.
Respectful.
Yep.
That's here, respectable. Bro.
So we could use the bathroom even more.
All right. Go, head ass. All right.
The next question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. The next question is from JP. Would you rather say your ex's name during sex or your partner's best friend's name?
Bro, these questions finna give me, like, in trouble, I swear.
You're fine, it's for the vine. All right, let's break this down. Your ex's name during sex, or your partner's best friend name. I feel like you'll get less of an ass whooping saying your ex's name than your partner's best friend. Because if you're with her currently,
I'm not answering.
It's like.
I'm not answering this, bro.
It like involves the friend group now, and then you have to like, you have to do that.
No. You got to think about it like this, Zeus. It's not a situation that you're in. It's just gun against your head. No, you have no options. You just have to answer this question, and that's what it has to be.
For the people that care watching this.
This is not Zeus's character.
These were questions asked by fans.
Facts. It's asked by fans. Do not hold they this want against to know my these. Boy, bro. Please.
I don't know why all the fans wanted questions of, like, exes and, like, shit
like
that.
Yeah, like, come on. You don't get me canceled. Yeah. You don't get me,
What was the game? You don't get me in trouble. What was the one more time? I got you.
Okay. So, would you rather say your ex's name during sex or your best friend's name? God. I said ex.
Your girlfriend's best friend's name?
Yes. I feel like that just adds, like, a whole layer of, like...
I think, like, none of them have an excuse, because you can't be like, oh, I was with my ex for mad long. Because, like, why would you start talking to her if you're not over your ex? Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, saying your girl's best friend is dial.
Yeah, no, that could just be messy, bro.
Very, very
both
messy.
Both is fucking messy. What the hell?
Don't get me wrong, bro. Both are very messy. But the one that leaves, like, less of, like, it would... be too
both
much
is messy. What's going on?
It's gonna have to be, it's
I
gonna,
just
it's
picked the one that was less of a.
It's like, gonna have to be X. I feel like X is a little bit more excusable.
Yeah. Because,
like, maybe you're just not over that person and you rushed into something that you weren't ready for.
And if you say, like, her best friend's name is like, are you fucking my best friend?
Exactly.
Blah, 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 blah.
At least, like, you can be like, well, I was with my ex for 5 years, bro. How, you know what I'm saying? It just happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to go with X. I can get away with that. Maybe.
I feel like that, yeah.
What about Zeus? You gotta answer that. Nah, bro, you gotta answer that, gang.
I'm sorry, baby girl.
All options against all options are out the way. You just if life it's life or death. Gun to your head, you gotta answer. Dead ass, gun to your head. What are you gonna do?
Fuck, bro.
It's very clear that you'd rather do neither. That's good. But if you literally had to make one choice, what is it?
Or your partner's best friend's name. It's like. But the ex is crazy. Like,
but
the ex will piss you off.
But
it's
what's crazy?
Damage, though,
bro, what's,
like,
what's crazier? Your ex or
your
girlfriend's
best friend? Bro.
That's crazy.
That's so wild. Just say ex, because at least you'd be like, bro, I thought I was over her and I'm not. And like, it's respectable a little bit because, like, that's you know, if you're with someone a good amount of time, you're like, you know what? Fuck it. Maybe he thought he was over her and he's not over her. It happens.
What? Nah.
If you were with her for like a long time,
nah.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
You
that's
be honest.
Crazy.
Would you rather get caught creeping with her friend or your ex? Would you, come on.
It's crazy because both of them are bad. Which one's less bad? I'm gonna answer regardless because I want this question like out of here. So, I guess best friend. We'll just do that.
That's crazy.
He is literally best friend. A demon, bro. That you're literally saying, put my head on a stick.
Yeah,
no. The best friend is so messy.
All right, moving on.
I actually changed that X.
Okay. Yeah. Change that X. There we go.
Let's just do X.
Oh, so I couldn't do that for the fucking kids, but you could do it for that. Like, what the hell?
So, wait, what's the next question?
All right. All right.
Technically, it's Lindo's turn.
Yeah.
It's Lindo's turn.
You got it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I sent you Jay's question.
Oh yeah, two Jays.
Mm-hmm. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna pull up the question. Obviously, y'all boys.
Man, that question is gonna get me in trouble. I'm telling you right now. You're good. I'm gonna be like, baby, it was just for the pod. Like, it was just for the pod. But it's whatever.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully,
did y'all answer any of my boy Jay's questions?
Yeah.
You need this first.
Do I?
Yes, you do. It's the rule.
All right, the one that was sent in about a career, can I ask that one?
Yeah, whatever's first.
Why are you asking me for permission, bro? Just speak.
would you rather have a career being a dominant player with no rings and be the highest paid player in the league or be a role player with 7 championships and only make league minimum?
I'm getting that bread, bro.
Respectfully, it's all about getting that bread.
Exactly.
But rings?
It's like legacy.
You can't take a ring away from nobody.
Yeah, no.
Every time you can say somebody's trash, whoop, whoop, whoop. But then you know what the first thing they bring up if they got it? But he got more rings than him, though.
Mm-hmm.
You got like one. But then I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I've always been broke. I'm going to take the rings. I'm going to take the rings. That's the legacy rings, talk, you feel me?
And you can't say the rings don't bring in money. The rings bring in the endorsements. You're a champion. No matter what you say, that's the bread's going to follow. When you retire, the bread's going to follow. Michael Jordan still gets endorsements. They might not be all over the place, but he still gets endorsements. You know why? Because he's a champion.
Your flash is on.
Respectfully. But he's still a champion. Yeah. LeBron, I bet him everything's on my name. LeBron is still going to get endorsements when he retires. You know why? Because he's LeBron James.
Yeah, exactly.
All those rings, all those accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Legacy means everything. The bread comes and goes.
People have you on a star team.
Exactly.
You're going to get like the
facts.
Everything that comes with it.
What would y'all do?
The same shit, honestly. Like, if you're on a star team, you're going to get like all those.
No matter what. That's what I'm
saying. The money, all that shit comes with it.
You can't let that blow past. That ring means everything.
But honestly,
you can sell the ring.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm never selling that ring, bro.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Facts. But if you ever was down bad, everything you're bankrupt, that ring gonna get you out.
Facts.
They only make one of those per player, like type shit. They're set. Curry can sell that championship ring, that recent one right now, and he'll be set.
That's crazy.
It's a championship ring, bro. Yeah, them things have value, bro. Like, that's so tough.
Dang.
I got to take my shot, don't I?
Yeah, you got to take your shot. Because this is the end of the episode.
If it's the end, why I got to take it?
But you got to take it. You got to take it, bro. Honestly, I'm going to take it after you, too.
Y'all want to know how smidged I am?
How smidged?
All right, like 1 out of 10.
The last 30 seconds, I've been trying to take the lid off the bottle, right? Ain't no lid on the
top is right here. That's so funny.
And I'm going to still drink it because I'm locked in.
I feel a little schmidt.
I knew it.
That's so hilarious. I'm going to take it with you just to end the episode. So
just to end the episode, we'll all take a shot of the monkey, the little monkey head.
Monkey.
You want to say the outro real quick?
Look. Oh, my God. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Thank you for checking into the Cooked Podcast. It was a pleasure for having y'all. Signing out.
Bro,
it's your
you
boy,
are
Lino
fucking
next door.
Cooked.
Signing out. It's your boy, Lino Next Door.
My boy, your boy Zeus in the building right now, cooked as fuck.
D-I-B-L-E. Dibble. Dibble.
Y'all, it's been real. Stay cooked.
Episode 7. Thank y'all. It's been real. Peace.